This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University, and my guest this week is Dr. Pitt Harding, assistant professor of English. He's here to talk about the JSU Writers Club. He's being interviewed by Al Harris of the University News Bureau. Let's listen in.
Where do you think writers should turn for sources of inspiration?
Well, the advice has always been to write what you know, draw on your personal experience, exploit your memories and your daydreams. But I think to see whether what you know is worth writing and to learn how to go about it, I think aspiring writers need first and foremost to read. Read widely, read deeply, absorb influence wherever they can. And writers need to reread the things that they love and try to find out how the author set a particular scene or produced a particular effect. The first stage of growth for every artist is imitation, and everyone today wants writing to be fresh and new, and Americans in particular, I think, tend to imagine that showing any signs of influence diminishes one's originality. But I tend to agree with T.S. Eliot, Harold Bloom, that those points at which a writer becomes both most powerful and most original are those in which he or she visibly is touching base with earlier writing. Now, here in Alabama, there's a rich tradition to absorb and to learn from. No region of the country has produced a richer body of literature than the South. For young writers, this can be pretty daunting to feel like you're competing for imaginative space with the likes of Faulkner or Eudora Welty. But it does suggest that fruitful material for fiction, poetry, and drama is still here to be discovered and turned into art.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.